College is hard. Let's talk about it. We laugh, we share, and we're telling you all about our college experiences and tips to improve yours. Quadcast presents Quad Talk 101.
Hey guys, Sherry here. You're listening to Quad Talk 101. I'm here with host Allie Robinson and also host Sean Wattman and myself, Sherry Kavumbi. So I know, Allie, you had like a topic in mind for this episode today. I'm very excited to hear it.
Sure. I was thinking we could talk about sort of food options on campus and what's lacking, what's not lacking, and sort of how we feel about it.
Ooh, I like that topic. I know for me, because I came from a community college and now I'm here and I'm like, oh, I noticed the different types of food options. And you were telling me a bit. Can you elaborate on that?
Sure. I just feel like there is not a lot of variety on campus. It's very hard to find. I'm not vegan, but I feel like it's hard to find vegan options. I'm not sure if there are very many kosher or halal options. I'd have to look more into that. But I feel like there are not too many options for people who have like specific diets. And it's sort of annoying. I can't imagine having such little access to food on campus, especially there's no like grocery store really in walking distance.
Right.
So if you don't have a car on campus, you're kind of like, what are you going to do?
No, you're right. Cause that would happen to me too. Cause I'm realizing I have a lot of intolerances. One of them being dairy and some of them like, you know, with meat, I don't really eat that much meat. And I'm like, oh, I kind of want to do more of like the vegan stuff. And I'm like, wow, every option on campus is just not that sometimes.
Yeah. And it also feels like when you want to get a healthy option, you're like, oh, it's Chick-fil-A. There's chickies and peas. There is the salad place. I'm not sure what it's called. But every time I went there, I was like, I feel like it would have been better if I had just gotten a Chick-fil-A sandwich or something.
Right. Sometimes you're getting them and you're like, ooh, I know it's healthier, but like, did I enjoy it?
Yeah.
What about you, Sean? Do you have any takes on that?
Yeah, but like even then, like I have class until like 7:10 and like Lawrence closes at 8. And sometimes like you miss it, you know, so.
Yeah, I feel like everything needs to stay open just a little bit later, because my friend has the same issue. She would have late classes and then be like, okay, what am I going to eat? Everything's closed.
Right. And it's something I didn't know, because I live on South Campus, which is like a little bit removed from the school. And like people would tell me like, oh, Lawrence is closed and this is closed and that. And I was like, oh no. Like, especially if I have a late class, I'm like, what do I do?
Yeah. It's just hard to really figure out how you're supposed to make it work, you know what I mean?
For sure. Now, what about you guys? So like, I know there's like some options that are just kind of limiting, but are there some things on campus that you do eat, or like some recommendations?
I mean, I like chicken Pete's. Like even though it's like never open, I actually like it.
I have not been to the chicken Pete's here. I feel like I should, because there's a line out the door time I'm there.
I agree with Sean. I think that's if I'm getting food on campus, it's definitely going to be Chickies and Pete's.
Really? Not the Chick-fil-A?
No.
Really?
I feel like Chick-fil-A, I have Chick-fil-A's like when I go home, like Chick-fil-A's are kind of everywhere, but there's not that many Chickies and Pete's around like where I'm from. So it's always like a sort of fun. Ooh, let's go get crab fries.
Yeah, so is that like the meal of choice? Is that the food of choice whenever you go to Chicken and Pete's?
Definitely.
The crab fries?
Yeah, you have to get the crab fries.
Okay. I guess my favorite, I don't know. I know a lot of people tell me about the sushi place. That's something I've been seeing a lot of. I don't know if you guys have been there yet. I don't remember what it's called though. I wish I did.
I think it's called Wild Blue. I'm not.
Yes.
Don't quote me on that.
No, you're right.
Okay.
I'm quoting you because it's true.
I have not been there yet. I'm not a huge sushi person, I'm going to be honest, but...
That's fair.
Yeah.
What about you, Sean? Well, you said your crab fries.
Well, I haven't been to the sushi place.
Oh, though. You haven't been to the sushi place. I guess for me, I do really like, because I know we have Greek trucks here, and we have food trucks here at Westchester, so I think my favorite thing, and it's so mundane and so little, but it's like my favorite. So one time I was doing something for a class, and the only thing that was open was the Greek truck. And instead of getting Greek food from the Greek truck, I just got like a sausage, egg, and cheese bagel. And it was the best bagel I've ever had in my life. It was so good. I feel like they just made it there. It was so good. And I don't know why that resonated with me so much, but I was like, this is just the best.
That sounds really good.
No, it was very good.
So no, but can I say something about that? The trucks are never open.
Which ones? The trucks?
Yeah, they're never open.
It's strange, because I'll go, and unless it's like a peak hour of the day, like maybe 12 or something like that, I can imagine if it's like late at night, it's not open. So you're like, what's a person to do? So I almost wanted to ask, are there meals that you guys prep at home, or do you go to grocery stores? Like, what do you guys do?
Well, I live in a dorm, so I have a refrigerator, but I don't really have much.
Right. What about you, Allie?
So I live in an off-campus apartment, so I can, and I have a car, so I'm able to go to the grocery store, and I cook almost every day for me and my sister.
Nice.
Which it gets tiresome after a little bit, but I like to cook, so I can't complain too much about it.
Right. Oh, that's pretty good. I know for me, because I live on South Campus in the Village, and those are apartments, so we have, like, the ovens and the stoves and all that stuff. So I guess for me, my favorite spot is Giant. And the only good thing I will say to people listening to this, I know there is a bus. So there are some shuttle buses that take you in town, and they also take you to the supermarket.
Yes.
Which is really cool, which I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's really cool. It just stinks because it's not, like, within walking distance, so it's more convenient, so you have to wait. But that was, like, something new that I didn't realize, and I was like, okay, that's at least a little good.
Yeah, it sort of makes up a little bit for the problem, but still having to, like, sort of, you're not able to just, like, go to the grocery store.
Oh, for sure.
You have to, like, plan it out and sort of make sure, oh, am I gonna make it to the bus? I have to be back at a certain time, and it's right. Just a little bit more difficult.
Yeah, no, I totally get what you mean. And I guess for me, because I'm on this health kick, and I really wish there were, like, more. I know there's probably healthy options, but, like, affordable healthy options, yeah. You know what I mean? Because yeah. I know for me, I'm like, well, I'd rather just go to a Chick-fil-A. I get fries and a sandwich and a drink as opposed to, like, a salad that's, like, super small and, like, it's $10.
Yeah, I think accessibility and affordability is something that should be addressed more on campus. I know with the new building, I think they're putting in more places to eat, but I'm not sure what they're gonna be. I feel like they haven't talked too much about that.
That's true. I didn't even realize that they were opening that new building. I know someone in catering, and she was saying, like, yeah, we're opening a new building, but I wasn't sure if it was a continuation of Lawrence Hall and they're just putting more options, or if it's gonna have more of the healthier options. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's more like a dining hall like Lawrence, or if it's like separate little restaurants like in Sykes.
Oh.
So I actually cater, and I do know that they're getting new equipment, so I do believe that there's gonna be a lot more food options.
Okay. Oh, that's nice.
Mm-hmm. So
that's really cool. So we got the intel. I love it. No, I love that so much. I wonder if it's gonna be open at different times as well.
Hopefully.
Fingers crossed, knock on wood.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. There's a lot of options with that. I know, Sean, you were saying something. I don't know if you had a topic in mind specifically or anything to add on at the moment.
Oh, I mean, I was just going to, like, be, I know, sorry to change the subject.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Like, do you do any clubs on campus? Or?
Yeah, I do this. This is, like, the thing I'm most involved with. But I also go to Democrats Club. And
oh, nice.
I'm trying to get involved with WCU Studios. I did it last semester. I didn't really do anything. I actually did my first sketch this semester.
Oh, yeah, your comedy sketch.
Yeah. Nice. We'll see how that goes.
Nice. That's really fun, because I'm in WCU Weekly with her, and it's basically, I guess it was like more of like the TV club,
yeah.
Right? And there's all these different options. I know there's one where they do specifically the news going on around the school, so if anyone's interested in that. And now we're opening, well, now the club is opening this new thing of, like, you know, the comedy sketch group. So we, like, do comedy sketches, and we're, like, because before, I think it was during, like, 2020, during, like, you know, the first arrival of COVID, it was online, so it was a little harder to do. But yeah. Now as they're progressing forward, they're like, oh, let's build this back up. It was called, I think, Golden Rams?
Golden Hour.
Yeah. There we go. Yeah. So they had Golden Hour. So we're kind of doing that again, which is very, very exciting.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I think I'll be able to fit it into my schedule this semester.
For sure. Is it like podcasting, or is it like different?
It's... sorry for the dead air. I just had to think about that.
Oh, no, it's all right.
Go
ahead.
I think it's a little bit more work than podcasting, just because you have to, like, you have to rent out the camera from the DMC, and you have to sort of work more in a group. I don't know. Like, we filmed, like, it was less than a minute sketch, and it took 2 hours, where we can do this, and it's over in, like, 45 minutes.
Right.
So I do prefer I'm not going to say I prefer podcasting. I like them both. I think they're just different levels of work that you have to sort of mentally prepare yourself for.
Okay. Nice. Oh, for sure. No, I could definitely affirm that, because I think for the longest time, so I did, like, audio engineering and stuff like that, and I was so scared of, like, the visual, because I'm like, I know it's very involved, and I know a lot of stuff can go wrong a lot, and that would happen to me whenever I was, like, recording stuff. So, yes, definitely with that, you're just like, like, I feel like with a podcast, I'm like, okay, I usually ask you guys, like, come up with questions. I set up the equipment. we just do it, as opposed to like, you know, maybe like a news segment where it's like, okay, not only do we have to think of things, we have to get the actors, we have to get the people involved, we have to make sure the schedule works with them, we have to make sure we get the right microphones, and we have to make sure these microphones work. So there's all these like audio technical things that could go wrong, but it's really fun to do. But I remember me and you, Allie, were talking about how we had Dr. Brown,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
And she was amazing. And I think the biggest thing that resonated with me when she was talking was just you know, going into this field is just knowing how to like troubleshoot a lot of things and be calm at the same time.
Yes. When you're working with so many moving parts, you just have to, you can't think about it, or else you'll be like, oh my God, is this right? Is this right? Is this right? And it just, it will consume you. It's not fun.
Oh, for sure. And I guess if I were to encourage anyone going into this field or anything, it's okay to take an L. It's okay if like something goes wrong, because it happens. Yeah. Even if you're like the biggest professional or whatever, sometimes the equipment or something just happens. So like, just be very forgiving of yourself in this field. Because I know for me and Allie, something happened with the SD card and it cut in the middle of us talking.
Oh, God.
And then I had to save face and I was like, okay, we can save this. And we were able to piece it together into a podcast episode. But yeah, it's just moments like that where you're like, just breathe. It's okay. Oh, man. Do you have any more questions for us, Sean, or you, Allie, as well?
What clubs are you involved in, Sean?
Well, I'm part of, like, the Golden Ram Society. We kind of, like, volunteer at the foundation, you know, just learn about marketing, networking.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm part of the Quad. I write articles. I told you I cater.
Yep.
I'm part of the photography club, so.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
Do you have, like, a sort of section you like to write for the Quad for?
My favorite, I would say, is news, but I do, like, a lot. I do op-ed, I do features, I've done news, so
okay,
I kind of go all over
cool.
the place.
Yeah,
so.
I like that. Thanks. I'm thinking about starting to write for the Quad, but also I feel like I think about doing something, and then I think about doing something else, and I'm like, well, that takes a lot of time.
It does.
I guess for me, because I know for me, I would, like, submit a lot of comics to the Quad, and I think the biggest thing is they are really flexible in what they take. And I think for me, because I want to start writing for the Quad too, and I think sometimes if I have like, maybe if I have a minute or if I have time or whatever, maybe I'll write a thing. Mm-hmm. And then I'll backlog and be like, okay, this week I'd like to submit this, as opposed to being like, okay, I'm going to do this. And then you're like, ah, I feel obligated right now. Ah, I'm anxious. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they do take backlog and stuff like that. So that's something to keep in mind for anyone listening who wants to submit to the Quad.
Yep.
Yeah. You guys have any more questions or any more comments?
No, I think I asked all of it.
Yeah, I like working with three people. It's a different dynamic. It's kind of fun.
Right? No, I love it too. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you guys, Allie Robinson, host, and Sean Wattman.
Thank you.
Host as well. And I'm Sherry Kavumbi, and I will see you guys next week. Bye. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at WCU Quad and Twitter at the Quad WCU. Tune in next week for another episode of Quad Talk 101.